Reporters in the region watched today as a line of Russian armored vehicles left Gori to head to Skhinvali, the South Ossetian capital, and then on to Vladikavkaz, the capital of North Ossetia, which lies within Russia's borders. But a Georgian official dismissed this movement of troops as a show aimed at creating the illusion of a withdrawal. Russia's permanent envoy to NATO told French radio the pullout will take several days. A top Russian general, who has become the face of the Russian army through his daily news conferences, explains that the pullout will take longer than anticipated because Georgian forces have yet to return to their permanent bases.
He
said that such actions seriously complicate the general situation and impede the withdrawal process. Russian forces have come across a lot of abandoned military vehicles and equipment cast aside by Georgian forces, which has slowed the movement of Russian forces down, he said. Georgia's foreign ministry said that Russia is gravely violating the conditions set forth in the French-brokered peace accord. They cite Sanaki, a western Georgian city with a military base, which Russia reoccupied Monday, according to the ministry. In another development, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said today the sides have agreed to allow 20 military observers into the South Ossetia area. Earlier, Russia and Georgia exchanged prisoners taken during the last 2 weeks of conflict. A Georgian government official said the exchange in the village of Iguyeti included 5 Russians and 15 Georgians. At a meeting today, NATO foreign ministers have said there will be no business as usual with Russia, as they urged Moscow to pull its troops out of Georgia immediately. The declaration followed emergency talks in Brussels about the conflict with Georgia over its breakaway region of South Ossetia. The conflict broke out earlier this month when Georgian troops attacked South Ossetia, prompting Russia to unleash an attack that dismantled the Georgian army and spread far beyond the original regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Emma Stickold for VOA News in Moscow.